USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump declaring a national emergency at the Mexican border and saying he'll take the money he can now take from other sources and build the wall he's been talking about for years.
I went through Congress. I made a deal. I got almost $1.4 billion when I wasn't supposed to get $1. Not $1. He's not going to get $1. Well, I got $1.4 billion, but I'm not happy with it.
The president at a White House document signing event in the Rose Garden saying the U.S. is confronting a national security crisis and the border security measure that's averting a government shutdown approved by a bipartisan committee of lawmakers doesn't go far enough to give him funding for a wall. Many Democrats and some Republicans are warning against his using an emergency declaration to get the funding he wants. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Several days of tributes and services for the longest-serving member of Congress in history, concluding on Friday morning as former Congressman John Dingell was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. Dingell, who died recently at 92, had served 59 years on Capitol Hill. On Tuesday, a funeral was held in his hometown of Dearborn, Michigan. On Thursday, a service held in Washington, D.C., where former President Bill Clinton said of the Democrat,
"He understood that the trust he was given as a member of Congress representing his people was first and foremost a job."
Former Massachusetts Governor William Weld, the first Republican to challenge President Trump for the GOP nomination in 2020. Weld announcing in New Hampshire this morning that he's created a presidential exploratory committee as he's considering a run for the White House. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back at work at the U.S. Supreme Court for the first time since she had cancer surgery in December. She had been keeping up with her work, but she'd been doing so from home. The justice had been seen in public for the first time last week when she attended a musical based on her life. Ginsburg is 85 years old. Trade talks with China will continue ahead of the March 1st deadline for higher U.S. tariffs on certain Chinese goods, a deadline set by President Trump. He said during a document signing event in the Rose Garden earlier today that he could extend that deadline if the talks continue to be as positive as they have been. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin is on his way back to the U.S. currently after having a meeting earlier today there with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. On the U.S. economy, leading economists say the chance of a U.S. recession this year, well, it's going up a bit. As a new Reuters poll of economists says, there's now a 1 in 4 chance of a recession in the next 12 months. They say that's enough to keep the Federal Reserve from raising interest rates next month. The poll of over 110 leading economists did show an expected cut to the outlook for U.S. economic growth and to the number of Fed rate hikes this year and next. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.